看启示录你能懂了。
No, neither we understand what is written.
代理你也能够懂
了。 Now you can comprehend what is written in Daniel.
弟兄，如果代理能懂的话，
And so if you understand the time, the
那就表示启示录里面的话能够解释代理所的话。
And so you know that the word in the Revelation will be able to explain what is written in Daniel.
那怎么解释呢？
And how do we explain
that? 你就读到了启示录第十二章。
And so we will come to Revelation chapter 12.
你又读到了大灾难的时候。
We talk about the coming of the tribulation.
那你讲到一载、二载、半载。
You talk about the first period, the second period, and the half.
No, one period. 一载、二载、半载。
You talk about one period, another period, and half a period.
那么很稀奇，在这个启示录里面呢。
And so in Revelation,
也没有告诉我们这个一期有多，也是一期、二期、半期。
This period will never explain clearly what is the length of it.
所以但以理书你不知道有多长，启示录也不知道有多长。
You do not know either in Daniel or Revelation this period refers to.
但是如果你读启示录第十二章的话，
But if you were to read Revelation chapter 12,
在同一章的里面，
And in this chapter, in this chapter,
讲到一载、二载、半载的时候，
You talk about one period for another period and a half period.
他说是1260天。
You talk about 1260 days.
好，现在你明白了。
And now you understand.
如果三期半等于1260天的话。
And so it is three and a half periods refers to 1260 days.
那什么意思？
What does it mean?
那就是每一期是360天。
And so each period refers to 360 days.
这个靠近年，我们一年有靠近我们的年。
And so this 360 days is very near to what we have a calendar year.
但是这个不是太阳年，不是 solar year.
This does not refer to the solar year.
这个是 prophetic year, 是圣经年。
This is referring to the Bible prophetic year.
好了，现在神老早告诉我们。
And so this is what the Lord has, God has already told us.
从苏令建造圣城那天开，这个历史上找得出来那一年。
And so we were able to trace the history which year that the city of Jerusalem was built.
一直到主耶稣钉十字架那一年。
Until the year that the Lord Jesus was crucified.
一共经过了多少个预言年？一个预言年是1360天呢
？And so we know that how many prophetic year he has gone through, because each prophetic year is 360 days.
所以圣经说69个七年。
But that's what the Bible tells us altogether is 69 times 7.
483个预言年。
So they are altogether 483 prophetic year.
你看神的话很准确的。
See how accurate the word of God is.
333个预言里面有一个就是这个预言告诉你主耶稣要在哪一个时候钉十字架的。
And so with amongst these 333 prophecy, we have an exact prophecy to say when our Lord will be crucified.
那么主耶稣什么时候降生你倒退33年半就可以了。
And so we want to trace the birth of Christ, we just have to go backwards for 333 and a half years.
所以弟兄姊妹你清楚吗？所以现在我们如果能够到底这个对还是不对
？Whether that our estimation is correct or not？
所以现在很清楚，我们可以做个很简单的计算。
And so we can give a simple calculation。
那么因为我们在这里不是我没有讲不是讲起但以理书，所以我只把结果告诉大家。
Now we are not studying the book of Daniel in detail. I can only give a summary, a conclusion.
那么什么时候是出命令建造新耶路撒冷呢？
And so which is the year, which particular year, it was ordered that the Jerusalem to be built.
那是尼希米第一章第二章告诉我们。
That is in the first chapter of Nehemiah.
所以你到历史上去找，刚好是公元前445年。
And so if you trace back, it was before Christ, it's 445 BC.
好，那么现在假定主耶稣是在公元后三十年钉十字架的。
And if we presume that our Lord Jesus was crucified at 30 AD,
为什么呢？ Why? 我们讲过了，如果主耶稣是公元前五年降生的话。
And so if our Lord Jesus was born about 5 AD,
所以五加上三十是三十五。
And we know that 5 plus 30 is 35.
35要减去一年，因为这个公元前公元后有个零点要减去一年，所以34。
And so you know that BC and AD you have to minus one year because of this time period.
所以我们知道说这个应该这个就是这，所以主耶稣应该是30年的时候被钉十字架。
And so it's about 30 AD that he was crucified.
所以现在我们要问，从445年前，公元前445年。
And so we want to ask, after 445 BC,
一直到公元后三十年
and until the time of 30 AD,
那么这个里面中间到底经过了多少个预言年呢？
And so during this period, how many prophetic years that we have gone through?
好，我们说太阳年是怎么算的
？We talk about how do we calculate the solar year？
太阳年的意思就是说每年是365天。
We know that in the solar year, it is altogether 365 days.
每四年的时候有个闰年加一年。
We know that every 4 years there's a leap, that's called a leap year. We have an extra day.
所以大家知道，这就是我们普通所说的太阳年。
And so that refers to our common, what we commonly refer to as our solar year.
但是从前在罗马的时候啊
，But during the time of the Romans,
他们不是这样算。
This is not how they calculate.
他们认为每年的是365又四分之一天。
That they calculate as one year is 365 years and one quarter.
那这样算，那就一点都没有错了。
And so it is very accurate because you times four.
所以这是我们太阳年的算法。
And this is how we calculate the solar year.
那太阳年就是就是地球绕太阳一周的所花的时间。
And this means that this is how the sun has gone through run round of the one revolution of the earth.
好，现在我们讲预言要很准确才可以。
And so we talk about prophecy, we must be very accurate.
我们问一个太阳年到底有多长的绕一圈要多久呢
？And so we know how long does the sun go round the earth?
365天。
And so we know it's 365.
五个小时。
Every five hours.
48分。
48 minutes.
46秒
46 seconds.
这个算是绕一圈的。
That is the exact time the sun has gone round the earth.
好，你现在知道这个从公元前445年一直到公元后30年。
And so now we begin from 445 BC right up to 3080.
你可以算它有多少太阳年。
We will be able to calculate altogether how many solar years.
你要乘上这么多时间。
You have to times so many times.
然后你再把它化成预言年，预言年。
Then you will change it to the prophetic year.
那么这个好像很麻烦，但是我把结果告诉大家。
I think it's too complex. I don't know the formula. Right? Anyway, I can give you the result.
Okay. 我就把那个结果告诉大家，很清楚
的。You know the result easy, right?
那么那个结果这样的，就是说，好，你这个刚才所讲几分几秒太麻烦了，所以我可以把它化成是365.2422天这样算。
365.2422
OK, 然后呢总共有470个太阳年。
And all together, 470 solar years.
你把它乘上那个数目。
We times that number.
然后你再除360。
Then we divide, because it's prophetic year, we divide by 360.
所以等于69。
So it,after division is 69,
再乘上 6.9696.
Then you times by 6.9696.
那很简单算数 ,6.9696 就是7嘛。
6.9.9.9 means 69.
所以69乘 7, 一点都不错。
And so it's exactly 69 times 7.
那你说现在我们能确定一定是主后30年吗
?So do we, can we confirm that it is 3080?
那如果是主后32年怎么办呢
？What happens if turns out to be 3280？
那这个我们靠，这个我们不能很准确，对不对
？Can't be very accurate。
但是不要忘记了，你如果根据刚才的数目算一算的话
，And if we were to use those numbers to calculate，
主耶稣如果是主后32年钉十字架
，And so if our Lord was crucified 3280，
或者主耶稣晚两年诞生，比方这样说的话
，Or perhaps he was born 2AD later。
那如果这样的话，那么就是主后大概32年他钉十字架
，And so。We calculate this way that he will be crucified around 3280.
那再算的结果等于什么
？And so after this calculation,
多少预言年呢
？How many prophetic
years? 是69乘上6.9990。
And so you will say 69.6.999.
还是七嘛
？It was still the same, but to the nearest number, whole number, still seven.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见很清楚。
And so it's very clear.
在主耶稣还没有降生以前
，And so before the birth of Christ,
你看见已经。神的话是非常非常清楚。
And the word of God is clearly written.
虽然我们今天不能确定主耶稣哪一天降生。
Although that today we cannot determine the exact day.
哪一年钉十字架。
And whichever exact day of his crucifixion.
但神的话很清楚。
But the word of God is very clear.
从公元前445年。
And so it begins with 445 BC.
一直到主耶稣钉十字架。
Until the time that he was crucified.
有69个七年。
Altogether will be 69 times 7 years.
483年。
Altogether 483 days.
你看见神的话非常非常的准确。
And that the word of God is very accurate.
所以现在我们知道了。
And so now we understand.
主耶稣他钉十字架的那钉十字架，如果根据这样算的话，应该是在公元前 30年到32年之间。
And so we can give an estimate, the crucifixion of Christ is between 30 AD to 32 AD.
所以这个通我们可以说这个通可以这个这个其实你可以再放大一点都不要紧。
We may be able to magnify these years.
就是说在那一段时间大概公元后公元30年到32年。
And so we magnify the years maybe from 30 AD to 32 AD.
到那里是60个乘7年。
But if, no matter which period you take, you will be altogether 69 times 7.
所以主耶稣降生如果在地上是33年半的话。
And so our Lord Jesus, while he was on earth for 33 and a half years.
那么你从那里退回去大概是主前2年到主前5年那一段的时间。
And so if you were to calculate backwards, you will be between the period of 2 AD and 5 AD.
你可以再把它放宽一下。
You may be able to elaborate that.
所以主耶稣降生的年大概是公元前一年一直到公元前七年。
That we may be able to magnify that maybe from 1 AD to 2 AD as the birth of Christ.
所以你看就算是这样放宽一点还是60个乘7。
No matter how you elaborate that, you will still come to the same numerical figures of 69 times 7.
所以意思就是说神的话是非常清楚的。
And so we know that the word of God is very clear.
主耶稣生在大概公元前一年到公元前七年那段时间。
And so we know that the birth of Christ will be at between first AD to 7 AD.
那么死的时候呢大概就是在公元前30年左右。
And
前后前后。
And so plus and minus will be around 30 AD.
可以晚一点可以早一点。
It may be earlier or it may be later.
那么这样的话你看见 这样的话你就看见很清楚了。
And so this will be very clear to us.
因为人的纪年会错。
Because sometimes human calculations.
现在慢慢有人从那个文献里面找出来，希律呢，希律呢不一定是希律呢，可能有另外一个说法，他不是公元前四年钉十字架。
And so from the
死的。
From the archive of the history that some people determine that Herod didn't die about 480.
那么有另外一个说法是这样，我另外一个我给大家那是。公元前我看哈还有一个我如果记得不错应该是公元前公元前一年还是二年，我忘记了。
Yeah. It could be first AD or second AD.
所以这个又有很多的 debate， 很多的辩论。
And so these have many debating points.
比方说，你如果真的读这个主耶稣与这个施洗约翰出来，主耶稣快三十岁的时候。
And so talk about John the Baptist when Jesus came, he was came out.To work, it was about 30 years.
如果你读到这个路加福音那里，很明显是什么？路加福音，第三章那里讲的是该杀提比留在位第十五年。
And so if you were to read Luke chapter three, 第三章。
该杀提比留在位第十五年。
Okay, it will be in the fifth year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar.
那么在历史上你应该能够找到他哪一年在位的。
And so we will be able to know the reign of Tiberius Caesar.
那么从这里如果主耶稣三十岁的话。
And so at this time he's at the age of 30.
所以你可以知道大概主耶稣是32年的时候钉十字架。
And so we might be able to calculate that he was crucified around 32 AD.
但是为什么我们不敢很有把握呢？
But why is it that we are not so sure?
因为这些什么时候在位历史上有时候变掉了。
We know that sometimes some of these, when these people are the reign of their reign could be an error.
神的话永远安定在天。
But we know the Lord is the word of God is established.
所以我们不能根据这些不定的说一定这样一定那样不能。
And so we can't go according to what all the undecisive time in the history.
十年前大家都说希律是主前四年死的。
In the past, the people that say that Herod died about 4 AD.
现在有另外一个 data 说大概可能是公元前一年或者两年死的。
But now there are data to substantiate that he died in around 1 AD.
所以当这些历史学家在辩论的时候。
And so when these historians come to this debate,
我们不必问说这个对还是那个对。
We do not have to determine who is right.
所以这就给我们看见我们没有办法有把握知道到底主耶稣确定哪一年钉十字架。
And so we cannot precisely determine that which particular year and day that our Lord Jesus was crucified.
那就着我们所能收到的所有历史的资料。
And so according to what we can gather from the archive of the history.
再加上圣经里面所给我们。
And plus whatever information that we can learn from the Bible.
大概主耶稣